This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Millions of workers have left their jobs during the pandemic. People are leaving for greener pastures, higher pay, better bosses, more meaningful work, safer work. And that sometimes means completely reinventing their careers, in some cases going to trade school. Simone Rios of WBOR in Boston reports.
Danielle Shagnon taught math for the last 15 years, but at 38 years old, she decided to take a more hands-on path, carpentry. Shagnon holds up two pieces of window molding that need to be joined accurately at 90 degrees.
Because there's so many little details that you'd never think of to make something that's supposed to be unnoticeable. It just blends in. It's really difficult.
After Shagnon took to making tables and cutting boards in her spare time, she decided to enroll in the carpentry program at Boston's 140-year-old North Bennett Street School. She'd been mulling the change for a few years, but COVID was the tipping point. Yet sometimes, with her bank account dwindling, Shagnon says she questions her decision. Tuition here is $25,000 a year.
But I'm doing something that I feel like is right for me, and so, yeah, I made the right choice.
The North Bennett Street School had to limit enrollment early in the pandemic to about 100 students, but now it's adding more space, and inquiries are up 25% over the past 2 years, even though some of what the school offers is very niche, like bookbinding and violin making. Sarah Turner is North Bennett Street School's president.
I do think people are taking a moment to assess what their values are, what the lifestyle is that they want. I think that's also a generational shift.
It's a shift that's coming at the right time, says Tony Carnevale of Georgetown University. Remember that new $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure plan? Carnevale says it'll mean more demand for tradespeople in the years to come.
And it's going to be within the next 6 or 7 months when infrastructure really hits the street, when the politicians finally cut the ribbons, the new bridge or the new whatever. Somebody's got to hire somebody.
The Associated General Contractors of America say the industry will add hundreds of thousands of new jobs each year to meet that demand. And in the first months of this year, the group reported hourly wages rose at the steepest pace in nearly four decades. In Boston, I'm Simone Rios for Marketplace.